For example, this on Scratchy Grooves. A salute tonight to the banjo. That was banjo virtuoso Harry Reeser playing his own composition called Heebie Jeebies, playing it on a kind of a tambourine with an added neck and some strings. You don't hear banjo music as much as you used to, and we're going to remedy that tonight on Scratchy Grooves. I'm Bill Chambliss. I've been a banjo fan as long as I can remember, and I think it's high time we paid tribute to that noble musical instrument and some of its players. Noble? Yes, I think so. I think the banjo is the most cheerful musical instrument of all. It's just about impossible for a person to listen to a banjo being played well and not be cheered up by it. If you can keep your feet from tapping when a good banjo number is being played, you're probably dead. And did you know the banjo is America's only native musical instrument? Everything else came from some other country. Well, it may be that the banjo started out in Africa. Some people think that. Nobody knows for sure. But it grew up here in the hands of skilled players, most of them in the early days black. The roots of the banjo go back at least to the late 1700s. Who first had the idea of fastening a neck to a tambourine without jingles and adding some strings and strumming them? Nobody knows. But it turned out to be one of our happiest ideas, in my opinion. A lot of others thought so too, because the banjo soon became a standard feature of America's most popular form of early entertainment, the minstrel show. Later on, the banjo was indispensable to any jazz band, and we could never have got through the 1920s without it. But enough of this. We've got banjo music to listen to. First, let's go back to the turn of the century. Here's an Edison Cylinder recording of an early banjo master, Wes Ossman.
Darkies Awakening, played by Mr. Vessel Osman, Edison Records.
Wes Ossman, master of the banjo in the early years of this century. Here's another Wes Ossman number. This is by Scott Joplin, of course, the Maple Leaf Rag, but played on the banjo. This dates back to 1907. Thank you. Maple Leaf Rag by the banjo master Vess Osman. Now I'm going to play three numbers by Fred Van Epps, and also an early banjo master, dating from about 1911-1912. First we'll hear Chatterbox Rag, followed by Teasin' the Cat, and then Grace and Beauty. Fred Van Epps. Thank you. Well, that was a real banjo virtuoso from the early days. Vintage banjo music tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Fred Van Epps. First we heard Chatterbox Rag, recorded 1911, followed by Teasin' the Cat, 1916, and Grace and Beauty from 1923. Let's have three more here. We'll have Ross's Dog Trot. This is written and played by Blackface Eddie Ross, a vaudeville performer. Features strumming and picking and using chords as accompaniment. Followed by Banjoviality, Lynn Phyllis, and Banjomania by Pete Mandel. First, Ross's Dog Trot, Blackface Eddie Ross. Thank you. This is Harry Reeser, The Flapper Wife, 1925. Thank you. That was banjo virtuoso Harry Reeser, as I said, from 1925, called The Flapper Wife. This enters the era of the dance band, where banjos came to be used pretty much for accompaniment, but also there were solos during this period. The banjo was a very popular instrument even then. Before that, we heard Banjo Mania by Pete Mandel, recorded in 1926, and preceded by Banjoviality by Lynn Phyllis, banjo expert, 1927. And then before that was Ross's Dog Trot by Blackface Eddie Ross, an early vaudeville performer and banjo player. Many of the songs on tonight's Scratchy Grooves have been loaned to me by Lou English, whose favorite instrument is a banjo. Lou and I share a lot of things in common. Appreciate that, Lou. Now let's have an old-time banjo number from the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina. Here's Aubrey Ramsey to play Cripple Creek.
Beat of the World can now be your beat throughout the summer months. Listen to The Global Beat every Sunday at 6 p.m. on WXDR for the best in the blending of third world rhythms and Western rock and pop styles. That's The Global Beat, Sundays at 6 on non-commercial FM, WXDR.
Now it's time for Scratchy Grooves. Request time on Scratchy Grooves. Had a call last week. The lady wanted to hear anything by Lee Morse. I went through my Lee Morse records and picked out what I consider the most appropriate for today. From 1930, Lee Morse, "Tain't No Sin to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around in Your Bones." How about that?
Do this and that, and help you take off lots of fat. But I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort, and you can't get ice cream cones, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the ladies think of patience, the music softly moans. 'Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. 'Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie in those hothouse telephones, 'tain't no sin to take off the skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red-hot saxophones, oh, 'tain't no sin to take off the skin and dance around in your bones. Take a look at the girls when they're dancing. Notice the way they're dressed. They wear silken clothes without any holes, and nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. 'Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. By the river, listen to your Deacon Jones. 'Tain't no sin to take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water, let me hear your sinful groans. 'Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, 'cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandy, in the river with me, wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razor, throw away your gambling bones. Oh, 'tain't no sin to take off skin, dance around your bones.
That's by request. 'Tain't no sin, Lee Morse. If there's a number you'd like to hear from the past, chances are I've got it in some form or other. Be glad to play it for you. Give me a call here at 451-2701. And if the telephone hasn't melted, I'll pick it up. Very hot in the studio tonight. Back to the banjo music on Scratchy Grooves. Here's Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Take Me in a Lifeboat.
Bye.
dream bursting in the clouds. They pretty old shipmate for what they had done. They took the dying sailor in the lifeboat. Take me to lifeboat, take me to lifeboat. It will stand a raging storm. Take me to lifeboat, take me to lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Okay, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, Take Me in a Lifeboat. One example of banjo music. You can hear a lot more of that sort of thing if you tune in on Saturday, Carl Goldstein's program. Have a lot of banjo music on Back Porch Blue Ridge, and also Carl's program coming on at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Back to my kind of music is Harry Reaser, 1926, Steppin' Around. Harry Reaser. That was with Jan Garber's orchestra. Harry Reaser, back in the 20s, led a number, a large number of organizations, including the Clico Club Eskimos, very popular radio band. One of the best and certainly the fastest banjo players ever was Eddie Peabody. I've got several Eddie Peabody numbers here for you. First, we start off with the Banjo King, Eddie Peabody, St. Louis Blues.
Mm-hmm. boy.
Eddie Peabody in a sample. Not so great as a singer, but just about the greatest banjo player ever. Have a couple more. Here's When You Wore a Tulip, and then a medley of Dixie and Swanee. You can like these. Eddie Peabody.
Thank you.
winning streak here. Let's go on with Eddie Peabody for Me and My Gal. Wonder they called Eddie Peabody the Banjo King. Never heard anything like that. I think he only has two hands and five fingers on each hand, too. It's hard to believe. Have another tune by Harry Reeser here to kind of round out the night's scratchy grooves. 1927, Colette. Thank you. You've been listening to Scratchy Grooves tonight, kind of a tribute to the banjo. Hope you've enjoyed this old-time banjo music. Don't play this very often, but judging from the number of phone calls I've had, a lot of people enjoy it. I'm Bill Chambliss. Scratchy Grooves comes to you on WXTR every week at 7 o'clock every Sunday. Be happy to have you tune in next week. Stay tuned after this next number here for Neil Payne and his program In a Mist, big band music. You'll enjoy that. Thanks again for all the phone calls. Thanks again to Lou English for loaning me some of this music. Let's go out here with at least a little portion of that banjo rag by the Banjo Kings. Good night.